Just coming up to 10:15 on Susie, your very own community station. Now, if you're thinking of something to do that's fun and free today, Tilgate Lake, the Around the Lake Festival. Listen to this.
The Susie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community. Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives that make a refreshing difference.
Susie's Sunday Brunch at Tilgate Lake for Around the Lake Festival. And with me now, Becky, who's the community producer for Creative Crawley. So tell me about this event. How did this come about?
So this came about actually through the people that live here. Around the Lake Festival is part of a project called Creative Playground, which is one of Creative Crawley's projects. And this Creative Playground is all about centering the community and making decisions about creative activity that happens in their town. So we do something, we find out about what people want in a myriad of ways, including something called programming parties, which is a really fun way of making decisions, basically, where we invite lots of local residents to join us twice a year to make decisions about maybe artists we're going to work with, or companies, or themes, and all sorts of things. And we had a programming party in November, and the people said to us, they said, we really want to celebrate stories, we want to celebrate our green spaces, nature, and pride of place, and we really want a festival. So we listened to that, and that's exactly what we did.
Brilliant. And this is Saturday and Sunday. Absolutely lots happening all around the lake. Little installations, whether it's poetry, whether it's music, whether it's even a tuk-tuk giving chai. Yeah, it's all happening. And a brilliant bee installation as well. Tell me about the bees.
Yeah, bees is a really magical installation. It is by a renowned outdoor company called Artisani, who are fantastic. They've been making outdoor work for 30 plus years. Real marvels and pros at what they do. So what the installation is, it's called Bees the Colony, and there are a series of about 11 beehives. So from a distance, they're these white hives, and they just look really unassuming. But then when you walk up and you look inside, it's a completely unexpected interior world. I'm not going to go into detail because they're so magical to just go and have a look at. You will be so surprised.
Got to get along to Tilgate Lake this afternoon and check this. It's completely free as well, isn't it? And you've got these brilliant The Book of Crawley. Now, four primary schools from Bewbush, Broadfield, Lanley Green and Ifield came together, pulled this book together. Really, really great. Got to get one of these if you're going to Tilgate Lake. Tell me a couple of other things that are happening this afternoon.
Yes, so there's so many things to see. As Clive has mentioned, we have got Trigger, who are bringing a show called Tea Break, which is in an orange tuk-tuk. It's a dance piece where the audience listen through headphones, which is really exciting. And you get a cup of chai or peppermint tea. How exciting. And then we've also got Snooze Fabric, who are doing some art sessions. And as Clive said, everything is free. It's really important to us that we're removing those financial barriers for people and making things accessible. And I'd also say a must-see is Mimbra with their acrobatic show Weightless.
Lots and lots of fun this afternoon, Sunday. Do get along, it's completely free, around Tilgate Lake Festival. Lots of installations. Thank you very much, Becky.
Thank you so much.
And of course, it's absolutely free. There are these 9 white boats you can jump into and row across Tilgate Lake whilst hearing these incredible stories. Also, dance installations, there's the beehives, and also a tuk-tuk today serving up chai. There we go, Tilgate Park from 1 o'clock. We're hearing more from Becky in the next hour. Hill. There we go, that's going out especially to Terry and Mark, who wanted Vindaloo on. Of course, it's the final tonight. Now, I know absolutely nothing about football. I do think we did reasonably well against the Netherlands when you compare it to Slovenia, where we were a bit sleepy, weren't we? But how will we do tonight? Who do you think's going to win? Of course we're going to win. England versus Spain, Berlin, 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be tuning into that. Now, it's a very sunny day. If you're thinking of something to do this afternoon, why not get along from 1 o'clock to the Around the Lake Festival? So this is Tilgate Lake. Lots of installations around the lake. Lots of fun for the kids. And here's Becky. Now, Becky is a community producer for Creative Crawley.
Hello, Clive. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm really, really excited to talk about what we're doing here.
The reason I thought I'd pop along is just encourage people to get along to Tilgate Park this afternoon. It's from 1 o'clock. And there's lots happening. As I look around here, there's a lot of people. I love the crossings. There's the boat piece. Tell me more about that first.
Yeah, so Crossings is by world-renowned artist Luke Jerram. You may know Luke's work. He has done a moon installation, which was on Strictly Come Dancing in 2019. Yeah. And it's been around to lots of locations all across the world. He's also got Gaia, which is the big world installation, along with the Play Me I'm Yours pianos, all sorts of artworks. And Luke is a brilliant artist. And Crossings is an artwork installation consisting of 9 beautifully painted boats that are sitting upon Tilgate Lake. And the way that it works is audiences can come up, they choose a story that has been told, an audio story that has been told by a real person, a real story about a journey across water. And there are an array of beautiful, amazing stories. These have been captured by BBC Radio 4 producer Julian May. And we are very excited because we commissioned Julian to create a new story for Crawley, where he interviewed Crawley Broadfield resident Parveen Khan, The Odyssey of Parveen Khan, which is a story you can listen to on the boat. So you row out in the locality of Crawley whilst thinking about the global perspectives of our world.
Amazing. And there's 9 of these boats. It's this afternoon, and I think the Crossings continues until Wednesday the 17th, right? So if you miss it Sunday, you can still got a few more days to get on. And there's 9 of these boats, and when you get in there, you select the story and then you listen to it. And what an amazing mix of getting across the lake, seeing nature, and then just reflecting on some of these stories you hear through the speakers.
Yeah, exactly. It's a really meditative, reflective experience, and really beautiful because there's a choice of 12 stories to pick from. So you listen to one and you row out for half an hour and then you come back. So you might want to have another go and listen to all of the stories. The people that have been interviewed for Crossings are truly remarkable people, especially, I'm biased because she is a Crawley resident, but Parveen Khan's story is something not to be missed.
Lovely. And we're going to be hearing from Luke a little bit later as well, who created this brilliant installation on these boats. Becky, we'll talk to you in just a moment as well. Let's get another tune on for a Sunday morning. And if you're at home with the family wondering what to do this afternoon, get along to Tilgate Lake for Around the Lake Festival. Lots of fun at Tilgate Lake this afternoon from 1 o'clock. I did pop along there yesterday, as you may have gathered, for the Around the Lake Festival. Particularly these glass enclosures, these two women with smoke machines and glass that pivots. Really, really interesting. There's graffiti there as well. There's the beehives we were talking to Becky earlier. And you will notice there's 9 white boats that you can row across the lake and listen to some incredible stories. And it's by an artist called Luke. Tell us more.
Yeah, my name is Luke Jerram, and I'm an artist from Bristol. And lots of the artwork I make involves a degree of public participation. So this artwork involves lovely rowing boats that have been decorated on the inside with imagery related to stories. And then inside the boats, you've got speakers that tell stories, incredible sort of boating adventures, a lot of them, from around the world. So you sit in the boat with your friends or family and you row around and listen to these interesting stories. And I suppose it's that combination of listening, but also whilst doing an activity of rowing about, that hopefully will transport you, will transport the public into another world slightly. So that's the aim of the art project, Crossings.
The Susie Sunday Brunch Show with Clive Hilton in the community. Supporting local charities, events and social initiatives that make a refreshing difference.
So that was Luke, who came up with the Crossings. A brilliant idea. 9 white boats listening to some incredible stories across the water at Tilgate Lake. This is the Around the Lake Festival. Also a big thank you to Becky. All the fun starts at 1 o'clock, completely for free at Tilgate Lake.